Victoria, BC Premier John Horgan expressed his gratitude to healthcare workers on Wednesday after protests outside some hospitals in the province. The provincial government will require proof of vaccination against COVID-19 later this month from residents participating in non-essential activities, such as visiting restaurants, gyms, and movie theaters. Demonstration against the government's approach on COVID-19 outside hospitals caused Horgan to issue a statement in support of healthcare workers. Healthcare workers have been true heroes throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, working long hours in difficult conditions to care for us, our loved ones, and to keep our communities safe, he said in the statement. While everyone has the right to peaceful protest, the targeting and harassment of healthcare workers at healthcare facilities today is completely unacceptable. Horgan said the intent of COVID-19 guidelines and restrictions since the start of the pandemic has been to keep people healthy, and that remains the province's top priority. In Vancouver, police advised motorists on Wednesday afternoon to avoid an area around City Hall and the Vancouver General Hospital because of the size of a protest. On Twitter, Vancouver Mayor Kennedy Stewart told protesters to go the hell home, as he expressed his pride at the city's vaccination rate, with more than 90% of those eligible having received at least a first dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. So when I see folks blocking healthcare workers who are working flat out to save people dying of COVID, it makes me sick. Kathy McNeil, president and CEO of the Island Health Authority, said some workers at healthcare facilities were verbally abused as they came to and from work, and at least one staff member was physically assaulted. I am proud my country supports the democratic right to peaceful protest. However, some of today's protests disrupted safe access to healthcare facilities, she said in a statement. Our healthcare teams deserve respect and support, no matter what personal beliefs we hold. British Columbia reported 785 new cases of COVID-19 on Wednesday as the number of people being treated in intensive care units climbed. The province said 199 people were in hospital and 112 of them were in ICU. Two more people have died of the virus, for a total of 1,818 deaths. The Interior Health Region had 2,299 active cases, compared with 1,504 cases in Fraser Health, the province's largest region and previously the epicenter of the pandemic in BC. Modeling of projected cases presented by Provincial Health Officer Dr. Bonnie Henry this week suggests the number of daily cases in BC could pass 1,000 by the end of the month. This report by the Canadian Press was first published September 1, 2021. The Canadian Press.